But there is one development even Perry Mason doesn't know about. A development that's going to have a vitally important effect on the lawyer himself. In fact, right now, as Perry and his secretary approach the entrance to his office building, that development is already beginning to have an effect for... Helen.
Yes, Chief.
Don't look now, but we're being followed.
Oh? So that's why you got out of the cab on the corner.
Yes. So when I open the lobby door, look at the reflection in the glass. I'll hold it at an angle so you can see. You ready?
Okay.
Well?
I'm not certain, but it seems to me there were two men behind.
No, don't look back. It's easy to ditch them if they think we don't suspect.
Police?
Hmm.
Then Trad does know something.
Maybe. Maybe. It's just a precaution. Maybe, yeah.
Well, Rat knows you won't leave May. But this could make it awful hard for you to catch your bus.
Evening paper. Get your evening paper.
Hmm?
That's the first time I ever heard the man at the cigar stand selling newspapers.
Evening paper. Just out. Latest edition.
There's nobody in the lobby, but I should think you...
A new man.
What?
Be sure and get your paper.
Let's buy one, Don.
Oh, but
give you a chance to look behind us.
All right.
I'll take an evening blade, please.
Well, Mr. Mason.
Yes. I'll take one of these off the top.
Wait, Mr. Mason.
What?
The record just came out.
Oh, well, thank you, but I always read them.
I haven't opened them yet. Now, just a second.
Well, the blade is all right. I always read them.
Really, Mr. Mason, you'd much rather have a record. The record's the latest edition. Just a second. I'll open a new bundle.
All right. If you think I should take one.
I'd certainly advise it.
Mm. Stella?
I didn't come in the lobby.
Well, I could be waiting outside and watching.
Here you are, Mr. Mason.
Just came out, you say.
Why, anybody can see. I'm just opening them, Mr. Mason. Use my knife to cut the cord. Well, lots of excitement, eh, Mr. Mason? Your client escaping and all?
Mm-hmm.
Just take off the wrapping paper. Yes, sir. And now the story of her suicide. Wonder what the real story is.
Harry.
Just take the one off the top, Mr. Mason.
Thanks. Here.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that one's all smeared.
What?
May's picture's all smeared. We'll get another one.
Miss Street.
Yes?
That's a special edition.
Now, come on, they're all just alike, except there'll be one with a better picture of May.
No. No, that's a special edition.
Got a special story?
The real story.
The paper on top?
Yes, sir.
Thanks. On what page?
Page 10, Mr. Mason. I was going to call your particular attention to page 10.
Oh.
Thanks. You understand? Thanks.
You're welcome, Mr. Mason. More than welcome. You understand?
Yes. Well, the elevator's down.
Where's that man, Perry?
I was selling newspapers.
Now, look.
Come on, Della. We'll have to use this self-service elevator. Back to 6. Press the button. Press the button. Press the button.
Open it.
Wait till we get to the office.
Oh, Perry, honest.
Can't tell. Somebody might get on while we're reading that special story.
I wish the elevator would hurry.
We're almost there. Now, do you have those notes ready for me to pick up?
Yes, of course. Aren't you even interested in what's on page 10?
Well, Keith, I'm also interested in those notes.
I wish I were going with you.
Well, it'd be hard enough for me to get out of town without worrying about you.
Got a check cashed?
Yes, this morning.
Your bag all packed?
Packed and checked when the bus comes.
I bet everything's all wrinkled. You packed in such a hurry.
Well, my toothbrush will be all right anyway.
Hey, want me to hold the newspaper?
No, no, no. I can handle it. Thank you, Della. You go ahead. Turn on the light. Be sure the latch is on.
Right. Please?
I was just opening the paper.
Oh, you're impossible. A little piece of paper that's put between the sheets of it. What does it say?
Mrs. Grant is safe.
Oh.
She is in the place you know. So much is accomplished. Now you alone can complete the fight. God be with you. H.
Oh, thank heaven she's safe. Harry, who is H? And where did... I see. You don't even want to tell me,
No, Della, I don't want anyone to know. Now, hand me the desk lighter,
Here you are. You going to burn it?
Yes. Well, I am if I can get this lighter to work.
Oh, I forgot to fill it.
Oh, take it easy, Della. Take it easy. It's worth that time. There. Now, give me the ashtray.
Well, I wish I were going with you.
No, Della, no.
Have you got your bus ticket?
Yes. Get those notes for me,
All right. Terry. Oh, never mind.
I've prepared a memorandum about office routine while I'm gone. I'll stick it under my blotter.
Can I go to the bus station with you?
Yes, yes. You can also help me ditch those detectives, if they were detectives.
Sounds like Paul. He wasn't supposed to
come. Let him in, Dylan.
Yes, I'm going. Paul.
Hi, beautiful. I'm trying to reach you, Perry. Took a chance and came up.
Yeah, we just got in.
Yeah, I got a story for you. Maybe it's trouble. I don't know.
Well, neither do I, until you tell me, Paul.
Well, that's why I'm here. Does H mean anything to you, Perry?
H?
Perry?
Maybe. It depends. Why?
Well, the cops have been looking for a guy known as H for 10 years.
That isn't news, Paul.
Ever since he broke out of the pen while awaiting an appeal for a new trial.
That isn't news either.
The cops figured H had found a nice safe hole for himself someplace and pulled it in over him. They've just about given up on finding him.
That's history, Paul, not news.
This is news. Trag spotted H today.
Spotted him?
Yeah, you remember. Perry took over his case 10 years ago to get him a new trial.
Wait a minute, so that's what Trag was...
Huh?
Well, Trag was there when May escaped in the fake ambulance.
They get H?
No. No, they're looking for him. It appears he'd crawled back into his nice safe hideout.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, that's nice for H. But they're not interested in him so much as they are in putting the arm on the man he did the job for.
Paul.
Wheels are spinning awful fast, Perry. I don't know who it is, but they're fixing to arrest some very big guy. Now, I can be all wrong, but if Trag spotted H, Trag could find a connection from you to H. Trag can add 2 and 2 as fast as the next guy. Maybe a little bit faster.
But that can't be. Perry was with Trag and Apt until just an hour ago.
The wheels started spinning an hour ago.
Well, if they intended to arrest Perry, why didn't they do it while he was right there?
Apt.
What?
Frederick Apt. Apt likes to make a big splash. It would suit him fine for me to run.
I bet you were followed.
I was. Apt would prefer to break in here with a warrant and a riot squad and put... All right, change your plans, Della.
Are you leaving
now? Yes, yes. How much time, Paul? You got any idea?
Not much.
All right, take a look down the street. So
right,
I can see.
I'll get the note.
No, Della, wait, wait. Maybe I better not.
Harry.
Yeah?
Looks like a police car. 2 police cars.
All right, let's go.
Harry.
We'll go out to the basement. Come with me, Paul.
Right. Well, what about the note?
Keep them. If I should get picked up, I can't let Aft see those. If I'm not picked up, you can mail them to me.
All right, step on, Paul. I'll contact you later, Della.
But Perry!
Yes, I'll contact you if I can. I'll see you somewhere.
Yes. See you somewhere. Oh, Perry, be careful. Please be careful.
Well, I can tell you this. Frederick Apt has planned most carefully. And he has no intention whatsoever of letting this opportunity to humiliate Perry Mason slip through his fingers. So, as you can guess, there'll be excitement and important developments aplenty in our next episode. Join us tomorrow by all means.